Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a new champion was crowned on last night's episode of NXT.
Also on NXT last night, Mercedes Martinez was knocked out.
Is Baron Corbin about to get a wacky new gimmick in WWE?
And Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch finally got married. I'm Adam Nicholas.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news. This
is the news,
yeah,
confirmed. Shout out to Adam Wilborn, he's on holiday for the next 3 days. Which means you're going to get two guys who are incapable of holding a video together to save their lives. Now, we're going to start off by talking about last night's episode of NXT. Pretty eventful one, headlined by an NXT North American Championship match between Bronson Reed and Isaiah Swerve Scott. And we have a new champion. Isaiah is the new NXT North American champion. Bronson Reed's reign ends after just 42 days, but he was pretty much distracted by everyone in Hit Row who made their presence felt, particularly towards the end. Bronson ended up putting top dollar through the Perspex barrier, and he kicked Shanti Adonis's ass as well, but that was the distraction Swerve needed to hit the 450 splash and take the belt. This wasn't actually announced before the show. It was an impromptu match thrown together on the night. There was a backstage confrontation leading to the challenge, which was then accepted. But with rumors of, well, reports, confirmation, that Reed has been backstage at a bunch of Raw and SmackDown tapings and he's wrestled on main event, you have to wonder if they've maybe cut this short, this title reign short, to facilitate him going to the main roster. Either way, I really like Isaiah Scott, and I think this will be a good title reign. Adam Nicholas, your thoughts?
Yeah, I've been liking him in this new package they've put him in together. I think that works, and I would not have predicted Bronson Reed losing the belt this quickly, put it that way. But like you say, there must be some sort of, usually when you say this happened, there must be some sort of greater thing at play. Well, we assume, of course. But hopefully, I guess that means maybe he's moving on to, I would say, better things, Andy Murray, but history perhaps doesn't necessarily facilitate that.
Yes, absolutely. Bigger things, certainly. It's got a bigger audience,
yep,
and the Thunderdome is quite large. But it's not always greener pastures on the main roster. If he is indeed going there, we'll find out soon, I'm sure. But Bronson Reed's a very talented guy,
absolutely,
and he has that going in his favour. It's just, oh man, it's often hard to feel enthusiastic.
As always, we will keep our fingers crossed for anybody who does end up going up there. And I like Bronson Reed. I think he's got enough. But then again, I thought the same about many others. And they find it hard on the main roster. Fingers crossed he gets what he deserves, because the guy's great. We all know that. But speaking of NXT, I guess we'll stay with it. And we'll talk about the nasty knockout that happened last night.
Oh.
No, not England putting Germany out of the World Cup. But out of the World Cup, out of the Euros, getting too excited. Yeah, but still, either way, Mercedes Martinez, unfortunately, not to make light of this one, because this was nasty. She got knocked out last night during her mixed tag match. She was tagging with Jake Atlas against Tian Shah's Xia Li and Boa. And unfortunately, right towards the end of the match, well, obviously, facilitate end of the match, Xia Li hitting the black mass type kick, knocked her clean out, sort of hit her on the top of the bridge of the head, straight out. Her arms went by her side, she went down. You can see how bad it was. Xia Li actually went for the cover, and Mercedes Martinez had stiffened up to the point where her shoulders were actually coming up. So she technically didn't get the pin, but the match was very quickly waved off. Cameras moved away. And that was the end of the match. It was nasty. We hope she's okay. She was indeed taken, according to Fightful Select, she was taken from reports in the back. She was indeed looked at and was sent to hospital for further checks. No update on whether or not, like, how she's doing, but you hope, Andy Murray, this is just one of those unfortunate incidents and there's nothing else of it. Concussion was the first thing that came to my head. I hope that doesn't end up being the case, but it was nasty, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was hard to watch. Sean Ross Sapp coming through with the confirmation there on Twitter after the show and everything. Really, just a really nasty bump, the way she kind of fell face first onto the mat. It was a tough one to watch. And professional wrestling is dangerous. Like, it's inherently dangerous. And things like this, unfortunately, do happen from time to time. So no shade whatsoever, obviously, on Xia Li. I'm sure it was a total accident and everything else. Mercedes Martinez is a badass. Hope she's okay. We'll bring you updates on her condition as they come forward. Check the website for those. But a real shame to see this happen. Put a real black mark on what was another good show, unfortunately. So hope she's all right. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. Always. And look at you doing the old gimmick as well, putting the black mark on the hand. You see what you did there? It wasn't even intentional. Wasn't even intentional.
I too am a 10,000-year-old dragon. speaking of dragons, have you heard about Baron Corbin's new gimmick? Well, that's not what he's going to be. So WWE have filed a bunch of interesting trademark applications recently. This comes to us via Fightful, who were the first to point this out. Although the information is obviously available on the USPTO website, but the three trademark applications they have filed for are the World Class Championship Wrestling logo, fair enough, Nikki A.S.H., which is of course related to Nikki Cross's new superhero gimmick, Nikki Almost a Superhero A.S.H. It's like the superhero S.H.I.T. thing they did back in the day, but like clean for the kids. and the third one, Happy Corbin. Happy Corbin. This comes following Corbin, of course, losing the rights to his King gimmick, I guess, on SmackDown when Shinsuke Nakamura recently defeated him for, what was the name of that match? They gave it a fancy title, the Battle for the Crown. Nakamura took the crown and the gimmick. He was like very celebratory this week, hanging out with Rick Boogs, our boy Rick Boogs, while Corbin was just kind of greeting about it. He was like sulking in the backstage area. WWE has renamed him on the .com roster page from King Corbin to Baron Corbin. Maybe now he's going to be Happy Corbin. I cannot wait to see that guy just, you know, full of the joys of spring, skipping through the backstage area, rainbows coming out of his arse, bunnies everywhere. Nobody screams happy to me like Baron Corbin. But they've clearly, you know, registered this trademark with the intent to use it. So while we're speculating on whether or not this is a new gimmick, quite the U-turn, isn't it?
Quite a different move. I mean, for starters, you never know how people, the performers, feel about being made king in WWE, but I assume most of them would have been pretty happy when they finally got rid of that gimmick, because it doesn't tend to do people too well. Although I will say, I think Baron Corbin's done a cracking job as the king, and I stick with him. If anybody can do a new gimmick, that man is at it. And if he finds a way to get under people's skin even more than he already has, I would imagine this would be it. Happy, though, immediately made me think of Happy Gilmore, and I can't stop thinking of Baron Corbin in some kind of golf gimmick. I don't know why. I don't think that's going to be it. But imagine if he is just this weirdly annoying, smiley... I just can't do it. I can't picture it. Or maybe they put a wig on him as well, just for the crack. I don't know why.
If they give him like a wig, a funny hat, and a nice shirt, that's all. Like, look, Ricochet's new gimmick on Raw is squirting people with a water pistol. So, like, if that's all it takes, I'm sure they can have Baron Corbin dress up like the man from Del Monte or something. You know, why not? Let's do it. Anything new is to be welcomed in my eyes. And hey, it might only be good for like 5 minutes, but that's still 5 minutes I didn't have the previous week, and I'll take it, baby.
And if anything, that fits the MO of anything that's happened on WWE television pretty much right about now, which is great. Let us know your thoughts, though, about what Happy Corbin could possibly be. I would be very keen to see what you might think about that. Thoughts in the comments down below. But let's move to our last story today. And just an earnestly nice one, I guess, which technically, I guess, has happened, but we...
Maybe.
We assume it's happened, I should say. But you know what they say about assuming. Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch finally got married. Allegedly, yesterday, based on most of the facts that we have at our disposal. Let me just preface that with Seth Rollins did an Instagram post yesterday and basically said, "Seems like a fine day to finally get married." And to be honest, the picture that he took certainly suggested it was. And then WWE.com followed this up with a little article, which you would assume again, assume that they've spoken to Rollins and have this confirmed, but you never know with WWE. They basically posted, she is the man, she is the mom. Oh, God, I hate that. And as of today, Becky Lynch is officially a wife. As revealed by Seth Rollins on his Instagram account, the day has finally come for the happy couple to tie the knot as they get married. But no follow-up pictures or confirmation or anything, so that's what we have. We assume that is the case if you believe the word of mouth. Then Andy Murray, Seth Rollins, and Becky Lynch finally got married yesterday. I tell you what, it was a great day for it, wasn't it? Because that was a great day for a lot of things yesterday, Andy Murray.
Crying was one of them. no, obviously, congratulations to Becky Lynch and Seth the Chef. They've been waiting a long time for this. I can't imagine how grim it must have been to have been looking forward to your wedding, finally getting like within 2 months of it, and then a pandemic coming along and going, not for you. So congratulations to them. And look, if it comes out that they didn't actually end up getting married yesterday, well, WWE called them newlyweds on their website. So I tell you what, send your stuff to Vince McMahon and complain to him. He personally told me via WhatsApp this morning that it happened. So there we go. Me and Vince have that kind of relationship. Now you know all our sources. Let's hit the Twitter questions. Let's do that. Our first one today comes from Wrestling Views. Views Wrestling, who asks, hi there. Since AEW are back on the road this week and WWE is back on the road soon, do you see some new debuts / returns happening on the next Dynamite and the 16th of July SmackDown? Well, Vicky Guerrero is promising a big surprise on tonight's episode of Dynamite. Who do you reckon's showing up, Adam Nicholas?
I mean, there's lots of chatter at the minute, isn't there? I see that Andrade was busy sort of mentioning how he'd enjoy Zelina Vega to be joining him over on AEW. Whether or not that'll happen, I remember there was a report that long ago where Dave Meltzer was suggesting that maybe Zelina had actually signed with WWE, but like quietly out the way and just hadn't actually, you know what I mean? There's some sort of deal that they had together. So I don't know, that to me would seem like a nice fit. But in terms of overall, I feel like, yeah, absolutely. Like, why would you not want to start chucking some debuts out? We saw how many debuts actually landed during the pandemic era, which unfortunately they got no reaction, which was a real shame because there were some huge ones that landed during there. You hope they can kind of capitalise on that when fans return. Fingers crossed, Andy Murray, I'd like to see it, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. I could definitely see Zelina Vega rocking up in AEW. And speaking of Zelina Vega, my prediction for Vicky Guerrero's surprise, or maybe someone who's just going to show up in AEW soon, is her husband, Tommy End. I'm throwing that prediction down.
I thought you meant Vicky Guerrero's husband.
That would be cold and callous.
Yes.
A terrible joke, and I would deserve the cancellation. No, Zelina Vega's husband, of course, Tommy End. The report came out the other day that a WWE talent had their non-compete clause shortened. There's no indication that it is Tommy End, but my Tommy sense is tingling. Ooh. And I think Becky Lynch coming back once crowds come to back to WWE shows is pretty much a no-brainer as well. Next question comes from Darren. Hello, Darren. Fan of the channel. Love that guy. He asks the following. Since the draft is around the corner, and what top stars from each brand would you swap to the brands and why? I would put Big E on Raw and McIntyre on SmackDown and AJ Styles to NXT. Very interesting. To put over new talent, maybe Io Shirai on the main roster. Yeah, I'm with you on Drew McIntyre. I would definitely put that guy on SmackDown. He's kind of done it all on Raw, hasn't he? And now he's lost to Bobby Lashley like 12 times in a row. So that would certainly help him out. As far as someone moving to SmackDown, I would put Sami Zayn on SmackDown because I think when you have 3 hours of television, and this is an oft-repeated point, but you need some pretty really seriously entertaining guys to fill that time, right? And I think you could probably put Sami Zayn out there for the full 3 hours and it would be really good. So those would be my two top picks for sure.
It's funny you mentioned Sami because I immediately always think about Sami and Kevin whenever anyone ever talks about the draft in general. Like, I always think about Sami and Kevin and my brain's always like, I just want you to make sure whatever happens, those two, like, can go and do their own thing, man. Like, it's the one thing they always seem to love to do. Eventually, they end up putting them back in a similar place. And I just want them to keep them as far away from each other as humanly possible so that one day down the line, it'll feel even bigger. But right now, just keep them separate. That would be my thing. I do also think, though, Drew definitely could use the freshen up. And it'd be too early for this one, I think. But I would be fascinated to see what would happen if they did, like, the old Drew and Roman switcheroo. Like, and what Roman Reigns could do. Although I feel like SmackDown is the big brand these days, isn't it? And it feels right that Roman is on there.
Yeah, for sure. Completely agree. And our final question today, a bit more of a lighthearted one here, comes from Felix T, who asks, good morning, legends. I just want to know what's the coolest slash smartest name for a wrestling finishing move in your opinion. For me, it's Deonna Purrazzo's Venus of Milo. What an awesome name. Do you have any favorite move names, Adam Nicholas?
Favorite move names? I remember, it's the only thing that's popped to mind, not necessarily that it's a favourite or anything, but I remember Adam Cleary very specifically having a moment of realisation when he realised that the Gargano escape was the Gargano yes. no escape, and he just blew his mind. And that was a Jordan Devlin one as well, what was his used to be called? It worked on paper, but when you say it out loud, it sort of just sounds like the thing is, I can't remember what it is now. Someone might know in the comments, let me know. Andy Murray, have you got any personal favourites in terms of well-named ones?
I do. I've got one right here. Zack Sabre Jr.'s hurrah, another year. Surely this one will be better than the last. The inexorable, I don't know how to pronounce that word, march of progress will lead us all to happiness. And let me tell you, if you get the reference for that move name, you, my friends, are as pretentious as I am. And indeed, Zack Sabre Jr. is. Right, cool. We'll hit to our end finally today. And as if it could be anything else, listen, you guys know that it's my right. I have to root against the English national football team at every opportunity. It's just good fun. No hate. It's just a laugh.
We understand. However,
Benroy Turner, a perfect human being, literally no flaws, slid into my mentions with this last night. And look, if you can't appreciate this work of Photoshop mastery, you are a demon, you have no soul, and you need to learn fun. Look at that, it's Kane.
Listen, shout out as well to Nick Aldis, who was the one who did the original tweet with the whole Photoshop gimmick on it. It absolutely yes. fantastic this. And look, I know I've mentioned it already a couple of times in this video, but this is you can't understand me how big of a moment this is. I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime. Ever. And now I've seen it. Who knows? Maybe Andy Murray, maybe Newcastle win the Premier League next year. Who knows? But hey, this is a wrestling channel. This is a wrestling channel. Let's keep on topic.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see what your face looks like when you lose to the Ukraine. We keep it lighthearted here on What Culture Wrestling. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. You can get us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Tomorrow morning, I will do a thread asking for Twitter questions, so pipe in there. It's bollocks o'clock in the American time zone, unfortunately. You can follow Adam Nicholas on Twitter at...
It's coming home. You can follow me at... And you can follow Andy Murray at...
You can follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for number one, happy birthday, Terry Funk. Number two, happy birthday, Cody Rhodes. And number three, hell, which is where David Baddiel and Frank Skinner should live.
How dare you?
World in Motion was a better song. Sorry, boys. Bye.
We still believe.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.